Page 194, Book 6, Chapter 1, How Sir Lancelot and Sir Lionel departed from the court for to seek adventures, and how Sir Lionel left him sleeping and was taken. Soon after that, King Arthur was come from Rome into England. Then all the knights of the Table Round resorted unto the king and made many jousts and tournaments. And some there were that were but knights, which increased so in arms and worship that they passed all their fellows in prowess and noble deeds. And that was well proved on many, but in especial it was proved on Sir Lancelot du Lake, for in all tournaments and jousts and deeds of arms, both for life and death, he passed all other knights, and at no time he was never overcome, but if it were by treason or enchantment. So Sir Lancelot increased so marvelously in worship and in honor, therefore is he the first knight that the French book maketh mention of after King Arthur came from Rome. Wherefore Queen Guinevere had him in great favor above all knights, and in certain he loved the queen again above all other ladies, damsels of his life, and for her he did many deeds of arms, and saved her from the fire through his noble chivalry. Thus Sir Lancelot rested him long with play and game, and then he thought himself to prove himself in strange adventures. Then he bade his nephew, Sir Lionel, for to make him ready, for we too will seek adventures. So they mounted on their horses, armed at all rights, and rode into a deep forest, and so into a deep plain. And then the weather was hot about noon, and Sir Lancelot had great lust to sleep. Then Sir Lionel espied a great apple tree that stood by an hedge, and said, "Brother, yonder is a fair shadow. There may we rest us on our horses." Page 195. "It is well said, fair brother," said Sir Lancelot, "for this 7 year I was not so sleepy as I am now." And so they there alighted and tied their horses unto sundry trees. And so Sir Lancelot laid him down under an apple tree, and his helm he laid under his head. And Sir Lionel waked while he slept. So Sir Lancelot was asleep passing fast. And in the meanwhile there came three knights riding, as fast fleeing as ever they might ride. And there followed them three but one knight. And when Sir Lionel saw him thought he saw never so great a knight, nor so well faring a knight, neither so well apparelled unto all rights. So within a while the strong knight had overtaken one of these knights, and there he smote him to the cold earth that he lay still. And then he rode unto the second knight, and smote him, so that man and horse fell down. And then straight to the third knight he rode, and smote him behind his horse's arse a spear length. And then he alit down and reined his horse on the bridle, and bound all the three knights fast with the reins of their own bridles. When Sir Lionel saw him do thus, he thought to assay him, and made him ready, and stilly and privily he took his horse, and thought not for to awake Sir Lancelot. And when he was mounted upon his horse, he overtook this strong knight and bade him turn, and the other smote Sir Lionel so hard that horse and man he bare to the earth, and so he alit down and bound him fast, and threw him overthwart his own horse, and so he served them all four, and rode with them away to his own castle. And when he came there, he gart and armed them, and beat them with thorns all naked, and after put them in a deep prison, where were many more knights that made great dolour. Page 196, Chapter 2, How Sir Ector followed for to seek Sir Lancelot, and how he was taken by Sir Turquin. When Sir Ector de Maris wist that Sir Lancelot was passed out of the court to seek adventures, he was wroth with himself, and made him ready to seek Sir Lancelot. And as he had ridden long in a great forest, he met with a man was like forester. "Fair fellow," said Sir Ector, "knowest thou in this country any adventures that be here nigh hand?" "Sir," said the forester, "this country know I well, And hereby, within this mile, is a strong manor and well diked, and by that manor, on the left hand, there is a fair ford for horses to drink of, and over that ford there groweth a fair tree, and thereon hanging many fair shields that wielded sometime good knights, and at the hole of the tree hangeth a basin of copper and laten, and strike upon that basin with the butt of thy spear thrice, and soon after thou shalt hear new tidings, and else hast thou the fairest grace that many a year had ever knighted passed through this forest. Gramercy, said Sir Ector, and departed, and came to the tree, and saw many fair shields. And among them he saw his brother's shield, Sir Lionel, and many more that he knew that were his fellows of the Round Table, the which grieved his heart, and promised to revenge his brother. Then anon Sir Ector beat on the basin as he were wood, and then he gave his horse drink at the ford, and there came a knight behind him and bade him come out of the water and make him ready. And Sir Ector anon turned him shortly, and in future meaning rest for a spear, cast his spear, and smote the other knight a great buffet that his horse turned twice about. This was well done, said the strong knight, and knightly thou hast stricken me. And therewith he rushed his horse on Sir Ector and clecked, meaning seized him under his right arm, and bare him clean out of the saddle, and rode with him away into his own hall, and threw him down in midst of the floor. The name of this knight was Sir Turquin. Page 197. Then he said unto Sir Ector, For thou hast done this day more unto me than any knight did these 12 years. Now will I grant thee thy life, so thou wilt be sworn to be my prisoner all thy life days. Nay, said Sir Ector, that will I never promise thee, but that I will do mine advantage. That me repenteth, said Sir Turquin. And then he gart to unarm him, and beat him with thorns all naked, and sithen put him down in a deep dungeon, where he knew many of his fellows. But when Sir Ector saw Sir Lionel, then made he great sorrow. Alas, brother, said Sir Ector, where is my brother Sir Lancelot? Fair brother, I left him asleep, when that I from him yode under an apple tree, and what is become of him I cannot tell you. Alas, said the knights, but Sir Lancelot, help us we may never be delivered, for we know now no knight that is able to match our master Turquin. Chapter 3. How four queens found Lancelot sleeping, and how by enchantment he was taken and led into a castle. Now leave we these knights prisoners, and speak we of Sir Lancelot du Lake, that lieth under the apple tree sleeping. Even about the noon there come by him four queens of great estate, and for the heat should not nigh them, there rode four knights among them, and bare a cloth of green silk on four spears betwixt them and the sun, and the queens rode on four white mules. Thus as they rode, they heard by them a great horse grimly neigh. Then were they ware of a sleeping knight that lay all armed under an apple tree. Anon, as these queens looked on his face, they knew it was Sir Lancelot. Then they began for to strive for that knight. Each one said they would have him to her love. Page 198. We shall not strive, said Morgan le Fay. That was King Arthur's sister. I shall put an enchantment upon him that he shall not awake in 6 hours, and then I will lead him away unto my castle. And when he is surely within my hold, I shall take the enchantment from him, and then let him choose which of us he will have unto paramour. So this enchantment was cast upon Sir Lancelot, and then they laid him upon his shield, and bare him so on horseback betwixt two knights, and brought him unto the castle chariot. And there they laid him in a chamber cold, and at night they sent unto him a fair damsel, with his supper ready night. By that the enchantment was passed, and when she came she saluted him, and asked him what cheer. I cannot say, fair damsel, said Sir Lancelot, for I wot not how I came into this castle, but it be by an enchantment. Sir, said she, ye must make good cheer, and if ye be such a knight as it is said ye be, I shall tell you more to morn by prime of the day. Gramercy, fair damsel, said Sir Lancelot, of your good will I require you. And so she departed, and there he lay all that night without comfort of anybody. And on the morn early came these four queens, passingly well beseen, all they bidding him good morn, and he them again. Sir knight, the four queens said, thou must understand thou art our prisoner, and we here know thee well that thou art Sir Lancelot du Lake, King Ban's son, and because we understand your worthiness, that thou art the noblest knight living, and, as we know well, there can no lady have thy love but one, and that is Queen Guinevere, and now thou shalt lose her forever, and she thee, and therefore thee behooveth now to choose one of us four. I am the Queen Morgan le Fay, Queen of the Land of Gore, and here is the Queen of North Gales, and the Queen of Eastland, and the Queen of the Out Isles. Now, choose one of us which thou wilt have to thy paramour, for thou mayest not choose, or else in this prison to die. Page 199. This is an hard case, said Sir Lancelot, that either I must die, or else choose one of you. Yet, had I liver to die in this prison with worship than to have one of you to my paramour, maugre my head. And therefore ye be answered, I will none of you, for ye be false enchantresses. And as for my lady, Dame Guinevere, were I at my liberty as I was, I would prove it on you or on yours that she is the truest lady unto her lord living. Well, said the queens, is this your answer, that ye will refuse us? Yea, on my life, said Sir Lancelot, refused ye be of me. So they departed, and left him there alone, that made great sorrow. Chapter 4. How Sir Lancelot was delivered by the mean of a damsel. Right so at the noon came the damsel unto him with his dinner, and asked him what cheer. Truly, fair damsel, said Sir Lancelot, in my life days never so ill. Sir, she said, that me repentest, but, and ye will be ruled by me, I shall help you out of this distress, and ye shall have no shame nor villainy, so that ye hold me a promise. Fair damsel, I will grant you, and sore I am of these queens' sorceresses afeard, for they have destroyed many a good knight. Sir, said she, that is sooth. And for the renown and bounty that they hear of you, they would have your love. And, sir, they say, your name is Sir Lancelot du Lake, the flower of knights, and they be passing wroth with you that ye have refused them. But, sir, and ye would promise me to help my father on Tuesday next coming, that hath made a tournament betwixt him and the King of North Gales, for the last Tuesday past my father lost the field through three knights of Arthur's court, and ye will be there on Tuesday next coming and help my father to morn or prime. By the grace of God I shall deliver you clean. Page 200. Fair maiden, said Sir Lancelot, tell me what is your father's name, and then shall I give you an answer. Sir knight, she said, my father is King Bagdemagus, that was foul rebuked at the last tournament. I know your father well, said Sir Lancelot, for a noble king and a good knight, and by the faith of my body ye shall have my body ready to do your father and you service at that day. Sir, she said, Gramercy, and to morn await ye be ready betimes, and I shall be she that shall deliver you, and take you your armor and your horse, shield and spear, and hereby, within this 10 mile, is an abbey of white monks. End of note 1. There I pray you that ye me abide, and thither shall I bring my father unto you. All this shall be done, said Sir Lancelot, as I am true knight. And so she departed, and came on the morn early, and found him ready. Then she brought him out of 12 locks, and brought him unto his armor, and when he was clean armed, she brought him until his own horse, and lightly he saddled him, and took a great spear in his hand, and so rode forth, and said, Fair damsel, I shall not fail you by the grace of God. And so he rode into a great forest all that day, and never could find no highway. And so the night fell on him, and then was he ware in a slade, slade meaning valley, of a pavilion of red sendal.